Yo, it's your boy Teroy, man. I'm back. Not I'm back, but it's just you know, in between episode, between seasons. And honestly, it's something completely different that I've never done before on Thoughts of an Average Joe podcast. So I tell you right now, if you don't like wrestling, this ain't for you. This is clearly a wrestling episode. To my surprise, I ain't think Warren and Tyler liked wrestling like I do. So we talked about favorite wrestlers, what our group name would be in WrestleMania. So yeah, this may end up becoming a pod, so be on the lookout for that as well. And yeah, man, I'm gonna try to give you another episode next week or the week after. So I'm probably not coming back to June or July. I really want to stack my episodes up, so give me a little break this time to, you know, clear my head, come up with fresh ideas for the pod and everything like that. So yeah, man, socially thoughtful, man. WrestleMania, man. Me and the boys, man. Love y'all, appreciate y'all, man. Can't do none of this without y'all. Now let's get into the episode.
You are now listening to an Average Joe Media production.
Average Joe, Average Joe, Average Joe.
Y'all niggas was feeling that shit, weren't you? Yeah, y'all niggas know we had to freak this shit up, man, for season 5. The Thoughts of an Average Joe. Fuck you talking about?
You got some time on your hands. Take a second, listen, and survive in advance. Now come on, just listen to the vision. You gotta be feeling what I'm feeling. We helping brothers and sisters of different colors, fulfilling all God's wonders. Wishing no harm to others and living life in our own way. So here's what I gotta say. Don't stop, don't stop, keep going. Don't let your fears take you down. Never let them take you down. Don't stop, don't stop, keep going. Don't let your fears take you down. Guess I'm just an average Joe.
Average Joe, average Joe, average Joe.
I'm feeling like an average Joe. I'm just another average Joe.
Average Joe, average Joe, average Joe.
Feeling like an average Joe. Don't stop, don't stop, keep going. Don't let your fears. Never let them take you down. Keep going, don't let your fears. Average Joe, season 5.
Welcome to an episode of Thoughts of an Average Joe podcast. It's Tori Jackson, man.
Yeah, that's right down, don't you? Oh, no, we good.
Nah.
Never
mind. Yeah.
You're all on that boy shit, right?
Nah, go. It is Terrell Jackson, man. Your favorite average Joe, man.
Start with an intro, like a proper person.
I do. Matter of fact, yeah, we can do it over. I got it.
No, you good.
Keep it yourself.
We don't do things over.
Tariq. Yeah, you right.
Damn, boy.
Right.
Tariq.
We're going to do something we never done before. Before Tyler got here.
We ain't got no holes here. We ain't doing nothing.
No Diddy.
Before Tyler got here, me and Warren were talking about
this nigga lit a candle and all that type and, shit. Type of freak shit you got going on, nasty.
And we gonna talk about wrestling today. What we thought of night one, what's the plan on night two?
Little freaky ass.
Yeah, this nigga nasty.
Little nasty ass. Supposed to be watching Jay Cargill. You over there, hey, excited to see The Rock take his goddamn take his goddamn pants and shit. No, bro. I don't care. No, I'm not clocking out today. No.
That's
no,
one.
Bad. No.
This nigga say, ah.
No.
This nigga say, ooh, The Rock coming? Oh, no. My God.
No, you're not doing that. No, look at his muscles. No.
This nigga say, Rocky.
I hate y'all so much because I do be saying right.
That nigga saw Jay Cargill last night and was like, ew.
Okay, I did not say that.
Just say mid.
Hey, Terrell's in his living room. Overrated. Overrated.
Terrell say, over it. Say, can we get to the real main event? Golly. Sheesh.
Hey, yo. Oh, I should have did. I'm sorry. I started that. Man. I apologize. Well,
I didn't know y'all were wrestling fans. I didn't know he's a wrestling fan until like the Royal Rumble. I was like, wrestling this nigga. I didn't know
I'm
he watched
I'm not a wrestling fan. I'm a purist. I'm a wrestling purist. I'm going to tell you, all last night, I kept saying, this ain't old school wrestling.
It's not.
It's like, not, but I love it.
But it's the closest we're going to get.
I wanted to see eye pokes, chairs, like.
Now they have started bringing back Bladen. Like this is the like he. I think he's going to slowly implement.
I like what he's doing.
It's going to be old school, but old school with a twist. That's what this era is about to be.
I don't need no type of twist. I want straight up throw a nigga off the top ropes.
I get it.
I want to see a nigga thrown off off of a stacked ladder.
It's a progression.
I get it, right? But you gotta.
That, this is the first year without Vince. I think he's doing an amazing job.
Yeah, and also you got to look at it like back then it was more of an adult product. It's become more of a kid friendly product. So he's trying to merge the two the best he can.
Not the way the women looking, that ain't kid.
That's for us.
That's for us.
Well, no. That's for me and you. Yeah. That's not for him.
That boy Terrell was like, is that a new tattoo?
I like his Brahma bull. I am.
It's like, that belt fit him nicely. It's like, what?
Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Dang.
All right, Tor. You got it, bro.
You miss Daniel Bryan, don't you?
God damn it, boy.
You was like, yes.
I was.
Yes. Yes.
I was happy as fuck when Kofi won too. TV was on.
Okay, I ain't gonna lie. When Kofi won, okay, I'm gonna say something that I probably shouldn't say, but I'm sick of the New Day. Break these niggas up, bro. These niggas is weird. I get it. Break them up.
So, I think some of the plans was really supposed to what was supposed to happen was when Big E held the title,
mm-hmm.
they were all supposed to fight at WrestleMania.
I see it. But he got like hurt.
A triple threat. Yeah.
So is he done? Like, is he? He's done, right?
I don't know. Like, I think he's
got a neck injury. Type.
Yeah. Like he's waiting on like a second opinion. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he came back this year. But like, I think for his sake, he may just be like, fuck it.
I'm not playing with my neck. Like, that's.
But that's like Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle had the
and Stone
the
Cold
broken yeah. neck.
That's how Stone like Cold that. Retired because his neck.
So,
Kurt, there's a story that he just told on Joe Rogan. Kurt Angle broke his neck. 3 times in the course of 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because he didn't know it was broken.
I didn't go, what?
He didn't know it was broken. He just kept. But you
he didn't know it was broken the first time. But, the other 2 times, you knew.
But because he was so, like, he got so much muscle mass and, like, elasticity, like, their muscle.
Uh-huh.
It didn't flare up and bulge like something broken would. So you just feel it. You just feel that sharp pain. So you just like, let me just get this massaged out. Let me just get an adjustment because
maybe it's just out of place. If you don't know that shit's broken.
Maybe it's just out of place. But you're not
your going, neck.
But you're not going to no real doctors like that because you got to think that was at the height of Kurt's career.
Yeah.
And if he take that time off, he may.
Kurt was like, I'm catching these chicks.
Yeah, like, nah, for real. If he take that time off, you don't know him coming back. He may not get back to that height.
For that's example,
but that's how we got Perk Angle too. So
true. For same thing happened to Finn Balor. Remember when he won the Universal Championship? Yes. And he ain't Finn said nope. He ain't now. He may have a shot with Triple H now, but he ain't never get a fair shake. Same thing with who else got? It was somebody else that got injured, and then like never got like a real run. I can't remember now. It was somebody else that got? He had won and got injured.
First of all, so you're not doing your job. We ain't got no like wrestling music in the background.
Oh, sorry.
Just dry ass.
Go to the rock theme song real quick.
The rock says.
So we're always on the fan page submitting names for final boss, choose a final boss. That's what I would choose.
He's seen all the Rock movies. He's been in every one.
Yeah, yeah, bro.
That's hilarious. Who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
The Rock. It really was.
Okay.
So it was The Rock, and it was The Rock, but then it turned into, when I start playing the video game, it became The Undertaker.
That's how I know we friends.
Like, it became The Undertaker.
When I started playing, The Undertaker.
When always. I started playing the video games. But as far as like wrestling and shit I could get away with at home doing, was The Rock. Because I could get away with rock bottoming. I could get away with doing that to my brother. I can get away with doing the people's elbow because I'd be like, put this pillow on your chest.
I wear no pillows between me and Brandon.
I can get away.
Straight fist fighting.
I can get away with that shit. But I couldn't get away with crippler crossface. I couldn't get away with the angle, the Kurt Angle lock. I couldn't get away with the figure four lock. I couldn't do that.
I could choke slam,
but that, like, it wasn't like, it didn't get the same.
Yeah, choke slam on the bed, some shit like that.
But it had to be, I'm trying to think. I kind of slowly went into Randy Orton,
RKO.
But then also sleeper person, Rob Van Dam.
Okay.
Because I used to like to jump off.
Frog splash.
Yes, sir. Frog splash the hell out of my little brother.
Number one, Undertaker. Number two, Goldberg.
I couldn't get away with that shit. I couldn't get away with spearing my brother.
Shit.
Because he'd be crying.
Number three, Hardy Boys.
Those are your top, your favorite?
Those are my favorites. That's not my best. So, but those are my favorites.
Goldberg, to me, he's not
If you ain't, if Goldberg was a specific crowd.
Yes, like, because he only got three movesets, like.
And that's all he needed. Nigga, when the nigga was coming through with the police.
Yeah, and also it's just like with Goldberg, I appreciate only that because it's like, bro, you can't work a long match. Your matches are like 2-3 minutes tops.
He was like Tyson. He didn't need to work a long match. Yeah. Because when the nigga came out and was in the sparks and then blew the smoke from the sparks. Hey, sir, we got 17 minutes left in this show. This match about to be 12 of them, and he about to wreck shop because his intro was like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
One shit I will say I used to do, Triple H. Once I learned in the shower, when I used to
spit the water. Yeah. So I'm going to tell you about the greatest ass woman I ever got. So one day, Brandon pissed me off. Brandon's my brother. Pissed me smooth off, dog. I'm talking about to the point where you'd be so mad when you were younger, you couldn't fight. Because we was at the center being watched. We was at the community center. And he walked by me with his class.
That's when I learned how to trip.
And he looked at me. I told that nigga, I said, suck it.
Oh, look.
When I tell you, I was like, yeah, that'll get him.
With X-Pac?
Nigga, as soon as we got in the car for my mom picking us up.
She choked your ass.
He was like, Mom, Warren told me to suck it. She was like, what you mean suck it? He did this. He's like, it come from wrestling. Oh, okay. Nigga, she whooped my ass as she was whooping my ass. I've never had you tell anybody you're going to have them suck nothing. You ain't got nothing to suck.
Look.
Hey, yo.
I remember my mom used to say, you keep doing that shit, it's going to fall the fuck off.
What? It was from then on. I was like, you know what? I'm a friend. I'm a fan of Mankind. He don't do nothing to get nobody in trouble.
Yeah, I like Mankind.
So. Mankind was cool because he was different people.
Yeah,
he could be different people.
Let's see.
Who was your guy or girl?
He was a Stacey Keibler fan.
Nah, I was a big The Rock.
He was a big Trish Stratus fan.
Okay, I was too. I ain't gonna lie.
The Rock was my guy. Like, I fuck with The Rock heavy.
We know.
I did not. I wasn't a Triple H guy. I appreciate Triple H now that he's running and stuff, but I hated him as a wrestler. But
Triple H did a very good job of making you hate
him. Oh, yeah, I hated his ass.
He made you hate him.
It pissed me the fuck off. And then in the newer generation, I like The Rock. I love The Rock. And I like Stone Cold, but I didn't think Stone Cold was better than The Rock. I feel like Stone Cold was a little bit bigger than The Rock, and then when in the end, it kind of flipped. Where The Rock matched his popularity. But I never thought, like, you know, Stone Cold was better than The Rock. And then on the new, like, on the new era, when John Cena was tired, that's when I started becoming a fan of him.
Never.
But
I can never do it.
And I became a fan of Batista.
This nigga was rapping, and the rapping was horrible, but niggas was cheering like it was the greatest thing. He was
a knockoff Rock.
He had a bike chain around his neck.
He was a knockoff Rock.
And who the fuck wrestles in jorts? Hey, yo, you niggas let that go off. Y'all let this nigga get jorts and Reeboks off.
The Hewin pumps.
Yeah, especially when you pump it up.
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah, so I've
been now. There. You can't see me? Okay.
I still think that's dumb as fuck. Because it's a knockoff of fucking The Rock, the People's Elbow.
It's not.
It is.
No, you can't see me? No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Because The Rock doing it with the elbow, he just like punching you. It's not a final move.
Right.
It's like his.
It's a bridge.
It's
his bridge to him coming back.
That whole little, you can't see me. Run, hop over shit. Bro, get the fuck out of here.
Okay, the hop over is the same, but it's different.
Bro, get the fuck. That little five knuckle shuffle, people's elbow. That's all it is.
Hey.
We think about the movie and think about Rock's people's elbow.
I get it.
It's
I
the
understand.
Same shit.
I understand. The
you can't see me is Rock pulling his elbow pad off.
Hop over.
Rock drops the elbow. This nigga five Harlem shake, five knuckle shuffle. What the fuck?
Five knuckle shuffle.
Yeah, bro. The fuck? You couldn't come up with no better name, nigga.
Hey, I'm just saying he had a baddie though. I don't know how he ended up losing that, but. He had a bad one. It worked. The Reeboks and the jorts was working.
God damn, man.
And the bike chain. And the wraps. Them wraps was garbage. And we let that shit slide.
Hey, man, listen. Oh, man. What else? So it was, in that era, it was John Cena, Batista, and then this new era. Like, I am, and I wasn't at first, but he grew on me. I became a big fan of LA Knight.
Yeah.
I became a big fan of LA Knight.
I like the shit with him. You'll see him tonight. He the nigga. He be talking and his phrases. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think I've seen him a couple of times.
Good trash talk.
I appreciate Randy now, but when during his feud with Cena, I fucking hated Randy Orton.
I've always appreciated Randy.
Like Randy Orton to me was Randy Orton was our generation's Triple H. Like he just made you hate him. Like I hated that nigga.
Yeah, he was
when he was there punting niggas in the head and shit.
Hey,
diabolical. Man, he kissed Steph and punted Triple H and then tied
nigga.
Him up.
Hey, that's my nigga, bro.
I like how snaky he was.
Mm-hmm.
I like the darkness of him, but he also in his like second run made you love him.
Yeah.
And now that he's in his third run, he's this lovable. He's the lovable bad guy.
Yeah.
He's the uncle that was in the mafia, but mm-hmm. he's out.
Like, you don't feel as bad for him that he doing the shit that he doing.
Yeah, you kind of understand. Like, yeah, I would probably do that shit, too.
And I think Jey Uso is going to have a real big year this year.
Uso?
And then also, he grew on me, too. Like, one of my favorite wrestlers of this generation is Sami Zayn. Like, I fuck with Sami Zayn.
I didn't like this match last night. That shit was just weird.
So I didn't like it.
Like it was.
I liked it, but it was missing something.
Predictable, but it was like.
So
it wouldn't get to this.
My boy jumping off the top rope, but his feet landing before his body did.
Yeah, just about time for the brainbuster. Yeah, I saw that shit too. I was like, go to botch that. But so it was a shock to me because in my personal thinking, I'm thinking like Sammy's not winning it, and Gunther's going to drop it to Gable at SummerSlam. So I didn't expect. Sammy to win it, but like I see how they tied it in. Like I like looking back at Gunther's matches and then going back doing switches I was doing yesterday. The reason why he lost was because throughout his 666 day reign, which I would have told him, bro, you guys give me one more day. I can't end it on that.
Right.
I can't. You got to 666666. No, you got to do better. We got to end it on 667.
Yeah, we not ending. That's
so he.
I said that yesterday.
Yeah, he ended it. Yeah, I said that. His reign was 666 days.
Yeah, I'm cool. We can't.
So I think what?
Hey, somebody, anybody.
I think with Gunther, he was always focused, and he never like did what champions do. That's what champions get arrogant. He got arrogant, and that's how he ended up losing the title. That's the storyline they going.
They're going to run with it. I personally think, you know, give him a little more back behind the scenes to it. I personally think that nigga was tired of doing all that community service. And was like, hey, man, y'all can have this shit, bro. I have my run.
He's about to be the next champion.
Of what?
of either one of the two belts.
Nah. Who?
Gunther.
You nope. crazy.
They love Gunther. Y'all trying to tell you. Like, I read reports. They are.
I understand you read reports.
They
read
are
the crowd,
big on.
You can be as big Gunther. As you want, but
the crowd is big on Gunther.
Nah.
Maybe. Okay. Look. Last year's WrestleMania.
That's
the
last year. We're talking this year.
Yeah, but
whole
this year. This year, no. Okay. To Gunther's defense, this year, in my personal opinion, to get that same match he got last year, they chose the wrong opponent. Get the storyline that the fans were invested in was Gable versus Gunther, because how Gunther beat him, disrespected his family. Gable got into the match and then lost to Sammy in the gauntlet. If it was Gable and Gunther, the story would have been better, and that pop Sammy got would have been three times the pop. Would have been three times more the pop
so
Gable would have got.
Taking?
Huh?
So who title he taking?
Gable?
No, Gunther.
Oh, Gunther's probably going to take Drew McIntyre's title.
Oh, yeah.
Because.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because.
Nobody really cares about the title.
Well, number one, he wasn't supposed to be in that match. It was supposed to be him and CM Punk, and then he got hurt, so they gave it to. Drew, which is what I didn't think they was going to do. Once CM Punk got hurt, I really thought they was going to have Gunther drop it on Raw, and then he was going to challenge Seth for that title. Because when I tell you, like, how you feel about Gunther is how I feel about Damian Priest.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, they going to, I'm trying to tell you, Gunther's going to be, Gunther's going to be the next champion. And then, and he dropped it now.
This nigga picked all the sad fucking songs.
I was trying to get fucking Roman Reigns theme.
That shit sad too, nigga. Play some Viva La Raza or something, nigga. Boy, you a different type of brother, man. There you go.
But yeah, cause they got Bash at the Berlin coming up, and I feel
what?
Like, and Gunther's gonna win that.
What?
They big on Gunther.
What?
Now I feel like Damian Priest should cash in today, but I don't see him as a big star. You know who Damian Priest is?
Was he out last night?
Nah,
we missed the match he was in.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We missed that match. We didn't see that match.
Yeah, okay.
That's why. But I like it for the kids. Granted, I have a girl, so she was like, okay, I'm over this shit.
She was over that shit quick.
Yeah, real fast. She was like, do we gotta watch this? Yes. But if I had a boy, I could see myself like, little nigga, we're watching this, and I'm gonna try this shit on you, try to almost kill you.
Nah, see what I did yesterday?
I did. He didn't last 2 seconds.
I told the greatest lie yesterday, boy. I taught the Rock everything he know.
And that was I was his counselor, like, what's my boy name? What's my boy name to be with Roman Reigns?
Paul Heyman?
Yes. Paul Heyman!
So I said, yeah, I used to fight him.
See, that's what I think, like, if I was to be in a W, I could be a manager role like that.
No, you know who you would be?
Who?
What's my man name? He used to be a ref, but he's also a general manager.
Oh, Coachman.
Not Jonathan Coachman.
Theodore Long?
Who?
Theodore Long?
Was that his name?
Someone, the black guy?
Yeah, bald black, head with glasses.
Guy. The older guy.
Yeah.
Theodore Long.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The older guy. Yeah.
Yes. That
you
is you.
You are now facing The Undertaker.
That's you. That is you.
Listen here, player.
Yes,
yeah,
that's what
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Player, let me holler at you a little bit. You ain't in this match. Yeah, I could definitely. So me and Ty had this discussion last night, and I was like, if I was a wrestler, my thing would be, I would have a chair, and it would be called Act Right.
You said straightening.
Straightening.
They will book you like Keith Lee, though.
And he would.
Huh?
They will book you like Keith Lee.
What you mean?
Like if you was a wrestler. Like, you never seen, like, you don't watch NXT, do you?
No, hell no.
He went to the main roster for a little bit, and then he got
really?
Cut. Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they changed his dumbass name to Bearcat Lee, some bullshit. You know, Vince doing stupid shit.
Yeah.
Messed up his run. But yeah, I can see you. They'll either book you like Keith Lee or they'll book you like Samoa Joe.
Yeah.
And give you like a a submission move. But Samoa Joe technical with that shit.
Let me get this.
Okay.
We straightening. It's called straightening. And you know my song would be straightening. Okay. So when I come out, my thing is we gonna get some what? Straightening. We gonna get some what? Straightening. So, we gonna get some
kinda like,
what?
Kinda like how that whoop that trick is right now.
What is that? Man,
you don't watch NXT.
Hell no, them losers. Them niggas is losers.
What
in
you
life.
Mean? Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins.
I don't want to see your come up. I want to see you when you're at your best.
I don't want to see the climb. I want to see the fall.
Right. I don't want to see the climb. The climb is too rough to get through. Because some of them niggas don't make it. Like, some of them be in
or if
it.
I see the climb, I want to see you already halfway up the mountain.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you at the bottom.
No, sir. I can't. I be too invested and my heart get into it, and then you don't cross over? Oh, hell no. Nope.
Whoop that trick. That's what they be saying. Whoop that trick.
That's racist.
Whoop that trick.
The straightening idea, though.
Yeah.
Because I be in the middle of the ring. We about to get some what? Okay. And the crowd said, straightening.
No, that would be amazing. And then,
okay, so what's your finisher?
That's what I'm saying. Hey, go get some straightening. Ty, hand me the chair.
Tap. We about to get some
tap. Tapping three times on the thing. Bam!
So what if it's a regular match? You can't do it with
hey, and that's what we come because we lie, we cheat, and we steal.
So I'd be the second coming.
Los Negros.
I'd be the second coming up.
That's our name. That's our name. That's
second,
our name.
I'd be the second coming of Eddie Guerrero. I'll tell you right now.
That's our name.
The Los Negros.
The Los Negros. from Bios, Florida.
We about to get some what?
Straight bro, that would be. Bro, I'm telling you, coming out with Quavo and them for WrestleMania.
Damn, so I would be like Spike Dudley of the group, huh?
Yes.
God damn it. I'm so tired of that shit.
Yes.
No.
We're the Los Negros.
We about to get some what?
Straightening. So what? Straightening. Oh, my God. That's.
Straightening.
I see you out here talking all that. Yippity yap. Running your mouth. You going to make me get some what?
All right, Tosh, what would your finisher be? Yeah,
that would be great.
What would your finisher be? Because we all got to have our own finishers.
I feel like I would want to, like, remix the Crippler Crossface.
Okay.
Because that was my shit.
Yeah, the Crippler Crossface is hard as fuck.
I was going to say the Duval Splash.
I wouldn't want to jump off a rope. Crippler Crossface, that shit was deadly.
So what's the area code for Duval?
904.
So it'd be the 904 lock.
I like that.
Oh, that would... Hey! There it is. We see it. It's in 904 lock.
And then whenever they say lock, and when you say lock, that's when you really apply it. Then 2 minutes later, they tap out.
That would be hard.
904 lock, and you're like, then with the rest of me, they hold on a little bit longer. You make them say it again, and all of a sudden, they tap out, and Tyler's the new intercontinental champion.
Or,
and then you just stand up and say, Duval.
It'd be the middle of, it'd probably be either Crippler Crossface, or it'd be the figure four lock. For 904 lock,
that would be hard. And then when you win, you just get up. I'm, Duval.
Before it happened, I'm yelling out Duval because they know what's gonna happen. Once you swing it over to 9, lock that bitch in
lock, bro. That would be so tough. Unlimited 1. I'm telling you. Hey, you wouldn't know what to wear. Special gonna be.
No, I got my special.
He got a pocket full of glitter.
I'm gonna say, glasses off.
Hey, Jackson does.
To Roy finish.
Third member of the Gold Dust family.
To Roy finish should be the Jackson Shuffle. That bitch will shuffle his feet real quick and poke you in the eye.
I wish we had video, cause bitch, that bitch would be like, that bitch be like, that's it, Jackson Shuffle. But then we make it fancy, like he'll do the leg drop down.
I got it.
Jackson,
I gotta get this off. I gotta get. You remember? And was it Blue Street?
It would be the Jackson Baller. He just take his teeth out and we have him bite you like that. Just
like, oh, it's Jackson with the velveteen rub.
That's it. The Jackson jawline.
The Jackson jawbreaker. That's it. That's it. Right. The Jackson jawbreaker. Oh my God. That's hilarious.
Troy could be like the second coming of fucking mankind with Mr. Sacco.
I would give.
On some real shit though.
I really, if we was to really do this, I see Troy as the second Michael Cole because he's knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can love to hate him. And at some point, somebody's going to really piss him off. Like somebody's going to say something about T that really pisses him off. And he's going to get in that ring and he'll win that one match. And then that's it. He don't want no more.
Yeah.
Because he's going to talk about that one match.
Like Michael Cole do.
What? That man won one match one time off of somebody else. And then he did a King of the Ring or something, a Royal Rumble, mm-hmm. and was like, all right. You niggas didn't give me no more to do this shit.
So, yeah, surprisingly, I did like, after I left fam, I did look into being like a WWE like broadcaster. What
I can see you doing that.
I wanted really to. Could. But like
I can see you being like a UFC announcer too.
I would do WWE more because I'm a fan of that more. Like right. I fucks with it heavy. Like I actually had an interview, but they like you literally got to work 365 days a year. I couldn't commit myself to doing that.
You can't get on Teroy, you didn't have no kids.
You can't get on with NXT.
You had no kids, yeah, nothing going on.
NXT, that's what I need to start doing NXT.
Yeah, that's why you had no kids, nothing going on, no girlfriend for real. You should have did that shit. You would have been in by now.
And it's too late. NXT's right there. It's in Orlando.
Bro, I'm telling you, we can really start this shit.
We can do it.
Y'all can do it. My body too old for that shit.
No, commentary, man.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. No, I'm like, hey. Straightening, bitch. The first nigga to hit me back.
But nah.
I want what Rock said last night. If you touch me, if
you're fired.
You're fired. Then he'll say, well, you got it.
Hey, whoever that ref, because you know a lot of the refs are upcoming, up and coming guys that are like right on the brink.
That's more security.
Them two.
Because LNA was security for one of them. Now he is. Now, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That thing was Samoa Joe. But yeah.
Also, shout out to the ring announcer, Shorty. Oh my God.
Samantha Irvin?
Yes.
She dated Ricochet in real life.
Damn.
Yeah, she fine as shit.
And then shout out to the Black Ref Shorty.
Oh yeah, who she did on my TikTok. We did the Usos match, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She fine for real. Shout out to them. And then to the match that I was waiting to see. With if I was watching WrestleMania by myself,
that bitch would have been butt naked. Butt naked.
Watching Jade Cargill. Butt naked watching wrestling is nasty business. But I would have been there. Nigga, when Naomi turned around, oh. I use Febreze fabric refresher. Oh. Bro, first of all, Naomi's from here. She's from here.
Uh-huh.
Sheena had them cheeks for a very long time.
That's a move I wish she would do on me. Her finisher.
Oh yeah. Ty ain't never seen her finisher. Nah. She basically does Rikishi,
but in air.
Yeah, in air.
I could see that.
She runs
the one with the colored hair, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. She runs and then turns around. Wow.
Ooh. I want me some Bianca.
Yeah, boy, that Texas tea.
I'm mad as fuck, Montez Ford.
I don't believe that. I think that's all a part of a gimmick.
Nah, bro, that's real.
I think it's part of a gimmick.
That's extremely, so, that's extremely the same real.
Question we talked about last night.
Okay, so, all right, Teroy, we in the alley, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's me, you, and Ty, right? Bianca Belair.
That one, but I remember that one.
Bianca Belair, Jay, and Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
Which one are you hitting first? They ready to fight. Who you hitting first?
Naomi.
See, you ain't with the shits. You ain't with the shits.
Ask Ty who he hit first.
You hitting Jay first.
Yo ass. I'm knocking you clean the fuck out.
Hey, ask me who I said I was hitting first. Yo ass.
I'm knocking you clean the fuck out.
Because you shouldn't have had us in this position. Because it was definitely you that did it. It was definitely you that got us in this situation. I don't know how, but I just know it was because of you that we're here. And shit has went awry, and they want to fight. Bro, we saw Jay lift Shorty straight up.
Yeah, I saw that shit, bro.
My boy. And I love it. I love it from a few different factors. One, because I have a young black girl. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she may not like it now. But just the fact that one day she may look up and go, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. There are three black girls that look like me. There are three different hair textures, three sets of wigs, three sets of height, three sets of body types. Mm-hmm. Like, I fit into one of these. I could do this. They're on TV. They're successful. They're all married.
So the question I thought he was going to ask you, well, we had a discussion. What do you see Jade's storyline be?
Ah, yes, I did ask that.
Now? Yes. So originally when she debuted,
we'll tell you what we discussed last.
Originally when she debuted, like, I thought it was going to be her and Bianca Royal Rumble. But now that they're teamed up, I think it's going to be Bianca G tag team. They're going to win the title. And then it's going to be a slow breakup, but people are going to think that as much as people want Bianca to turn heel, right now Bianca is in terms of like merchandise and connection with the kids,
yeah.
Female John Cena. So she's not going to turn heel. Yep. So what's going to happen is Jay's going to turn heel. Jay's going to be like, yeah, this is cool, but at the end of the day, I want the title and I got to go through you to get it. And that's how I'm, and or better yet, they'll win the tag, have it for a while, and then let's just say Bianca become champ, and then Jay's going to be like, yeah, nah, we cool, but at the end of the day, I told you nobody's better than me, and I want that title, and that's mine. And I don't think Jay's going to win it, because I really feel like Bianca's 4-0 at WrestleMania, and I feel like they're going to keep that going for a little while. It's not going to get to Undertaker streak.
Right, they're going to let it run, though.
They're going to let it run to at least 9-10.
Okay.
So
Yeah. That's the same thing Warren said. Warren said they're gonna go to tag team.
Or
I felt like
it was either the tag team route and they end up feuding, or it's a tag team route and they break up because Jade wins and she faced Rhea.
And that's what I said. I said it's gonna be a situation where they're gonna overlook Naomi and they're gonna overlook Bianca and let Jade get a shot, and it's gonna start a dissension amongst the ranks of like, why she get a shot and she new to this shit?
Well, so
what are we doing?
I can see that.
And that's gonna be like a jealousy factor, like, you know what I mean? Like little.
I can
shit.
See that. Also, mm-hmm. I think though, if they don't happen this year, it's gonna happen next year. Next WrestleMania, WrestleMania after, because originally what I think they're gonna do is
they
Bianca
gonna carry this shit along for a year.
No, because Bianca was supposed to face Charlotte this year, and Charlotte got hurt.
Ric Flair daughter.
So they gonna run that back next year, because Charlotte, Jay has a lot of time left. Charlotte getting older, she don't, and she keep getting injured.
Bro, when I saw for the Hall of Fame, I was like, damn, she getting old. Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be Bianca and Charlotte next year, and then if they don't do Jade, it could be, what they could do is Jade and Bianca at SummerSlam, and then run that back at WrestleMania. Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, and Ronda Rousey. That's how Becky Lynch became the man she won. She beat both of them.
I'm going off of, because, and me not thinking, but because of the old guard, when Vince put up a lot of money in somebody, mm-hmm. he pushed them a certain way.
So, yeah, boy, Triple H is going to be different.
Triple H is going to be different.
And also, because you got to remember, even though she came from AEW booked her like Goldberg, essentially.
Yeah.
So she really is, they're really going to sit down, teach her the moves and everything like that.
Yeah.
But they wanted to, because I don't even think she's going to be really on the card, but I feel like they want to capitalize off of her.
The anticipation, sure.
Yeah. But yeah, so honestly, like, if I was Triple H, I would have did it different.
You wouldn't have had her there last night?
No. What I would have did was. That's crazy. What I would have did was to make sure that, like, her, like, to really fine-tune her wrestling, I'd have sent her down to NXT, and I would have had her.
No, can't do that.
Let me finish. I'd have sent her down to NXT. I'd have had her dominate, and then when she come up, now she's already a star, but now she already went through NXT, and those people be like, they get WWE, you book them right, they good. And then go up there, and now you have this mega superstar, now, you know, she's I would start with like little vignettes about, oh, I'm the best and I'm the EST. That's how you start a feud with Bianca, and then she wins the Royal Rumble, and now she's facing Rhea.
Can't do that for a simple reason of they paid too much goddamn money for her to be sitting on an EXT. They paid way too much money. Like they the amount of money she was making at AEW, she was damn near on the same level as, like, say,
like Liv Morgan.
No way higher than that. Like a Dominic Mysterio. Like, she ruled. Like, she made the most. Mm-hmm. That's why she didn't have to wrestle like that. She sold the most merch. Because of her look alone, my husband was like, what? Mm-hmm. And then she brought her, she had a crew
that
she carried with her. They were making money off of the high. Mm-hmm. So it was like.
Yeah, I think eventually, like.
And then she held the title for like 17 and 0 or 57 and 0 or some crazy shit like that.
It was 57 and 0, but it wasn't, you would think it wasn't a longer, it was a shorter reign than you thought it was, because she was defending it like every night. But it was still, right. It was an impressive streak.
And then, so they had to buy out that contract because AEW wanted just let that walk.
Oh yeah, of course. No, I thought she was a free agent.
Her contract, they free agents, but they ain't free agents. Like,
oh yeah, it's just free agents, but you got no non-compete. You got a thing.
She may have been a free agent, but their name not.
Yeah, true.
Because normally they have them come with a whole. I thought she was gonna come with a whole new name.
Yeah,
I thought she was gonna do the whole Storm thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I saw she carried her name, I was like, ooh, they cashed out. Yeah, get your ass up over here. Come on. You got to go to work. You got to go to work. I need my money back. Hey. And I got to pay you too? Hey, yo. Because remember, they got her. They drafted her. And then she still held out for another 4 months.
Well, but yeah, they held her out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. They wanted to make
sure. She was chilling for another four.
Yeah, but no, she was training. She was chilling, but yeah, she wasn't on TV. She was training, yeah. Yeah, but
and
I don't know.
She's still AEW awkward. You could tell.
Mm-hmm.
She's not refined yet, so they're not having her do too much. They just want to get comfortable, let people see her. Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, she is here. Right. She's here. And then I think they're going to slowly make her disappear a little bit. And then hit you with the video and the promo. And then they go, when she ready, good luck.
I was shocked that Rhea won last night. I really thought Becky was going to win.
She's old.
Yeah, but just because, like, I mean, her last two pay-per-views have been good, but like
she old,
her run has been stale. Like it was.
So
like,
do you guys ever think
she missed it?
Do you think they'll ever put a woman in the same position that they got Roman in?
Nope. It don't carry like that. Royal family. It doesn't hold the same weight.
So
and it doesn't hold the same. It wait, hold on. I'm sorry. It doesn't hold the same competition. If they have more, better women's competition, then it could work.
Okay. I think.
Or even half the time.
If they're going to do it.
Because I know Roman been at, like, we. Look, it's 1,000.
It's like 2 years now.
No, it's way past that. It's like 1,000 plus days.
Yes, yeah, it's 1,300.
Yeah. Like, that shit is, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's a long ass time.
But that's what I'm saying. Do you think they'll ever put a woman in a position to hold the title for that fucking long?
So, in my theory.
Like, undisputed. Like, this is who this is. Like,
In my theory, if they're going to do it, it has to be Jade.
Yeah.
And that's why I asked that question.
So, in my personal opinion, Bianca Belair is the female John Cena. I feel like when it's all said and done, she will be up there with him, like regardless with the women, right. Like how he is viewed as the men.
Correct.
I feel like.
So are you saying that from a winning standpoint or
from
a flair
standpoint? Winning and merchandise. That's what if you like when you really deep dive into the business, the reason why he was number one for so long, because he was selling shit. He still sells shit. And that controls your value in the company. Like, for example, I'm a big Dolph Ziggler fan, and the fans love Dolph Ziggler, but he don't sell merchandise like that. Yeah. So you can never really,
you know,
like.
Oh, you know who he always reminds me of? Who was the dude with the towel? He was like real sexy.
D'Lo?
No, the white. It was white.
Val
dude.
Venus.
Val. Yeah, he reminds me of Val Venus, just a lot more athletic.
And that's why, like LA. That's why I feel like.
I know.
That's
a
throwback. That's why I feel like Jey Uso has a chance to not like. Be big to not like get like Roman's, but he has a chance to be like a holder, either Universal or the WWE, because he's hot with the fans right now, and he's selling the fuck out of that merch.
I say you put him over at SmackDown and let him run, like run SmackDown. You build SmackDown on the back of Jay and Jade.
Okay, then. So that's not going to work, because right now, when Cody wins tonight, he's going over to SmackDown.
Why would he go over to SmackDown?
Because
that don't make sense.
Roman is the SmackDown champ.
Yeah, but you can't. You're not going to move. Once he loses, you're not going to move Cody. That don't make sense.
Yes.
No.
So are you going to move Drew over to SmackDown?
Of course. Who cares about him?
Okay, I can see that. Especially with Raw now about to be over to Netflix, they gonna want Cody on Raw.
Hell yeah, they gonna want. Bro, you know who his look is made after, right? The boys.
Yeah.
That's who. You're not gonna put that red is so vibrant over on SmackDown, which is a blue hue. Like, it just don't make.
Okay.
The fan is different. It's a different fan.
All right, I got a twist now. Plus okay.
You gotta remember, his dad didn't fight on SmackDown.
All right, so here's what's about to happen. Cody wins tonight. Cody going to Raw.
Do you really think Cody's winning tonight?
Yes.
But they're going to make him drop it on Monday.
No, they're not.
Shit.
They're not.
I don't think Cody's winning
tonight. Cody's winning tonight.
I don't think so either. I mean, I know he is, but I don't want him to.
Cody's winning tonight.
I don't want him to. I want The Rock to pull that shit off.
He can't. He's not in the match. Unless he creates a...
It's their rules tonight, so them niggas is jumping. But Ty had a good assumption about tonight. He was like, they gonna make sure Cody gonna be bloody, but he gonna make it through this shit, and that's gonna build a story.
So what's gonna happen is, like, I don't know if y'all saw like the Raw, two Raws before, or the Raw before WrestleMania, when like Rock whipped the shit out of him, he was bleeding.
Yeah.
Like, if you saw, like, I think what's about to happen is
it was on the back on the trailer.
Yeah, with Stone Cold and Cena and shit.
Yeah.
It's about to be some like Infinity. It's about to be some in game shit tonight, bro. I really feel like
them boys coming out.
Like, he's going to have help. Whether Jay come out, Sammy comes out, Kevin comes out, everybody who the Bloodline fucked over is coming out tonight to help him. He gonna get that shit done, and that's gonna be the slow undoing of the Bloodline. Because when, in order for The Rock and Roman to work, Roman's got to turn face.
Baby face.
Yeah, he's
that's not gonna happen.
It will.
Not right now. That's gonna take a while. Wait,
that's what I'm saying. So over the next year,
they're gonna want him to turn into the baby face, the good guy.
Yeah, he's been the bad guy for
3-4 years.
Yeah.
Has he really been the bad guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Before, he was a good guy, and that's how he got over to be the final the tribal chief, because of the bad guy.
Right. He's been the heel the whole time.
Yes.
Yeah. He started out good, and then they switched him over to heel because he made, like I said, you make more money when being a heel.
So what happened was, he came back. He was a good guy. He was supposed to win, but against Goldberg. But
who did Roman take the title from originally?
Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman.
Okay.
So what happened was, COVID happened. Roman Reigns was supposed to fight Goldberg, but because of COVID, he got leukemia. Right. He backed out. Braun Strowman took the title from Goldberg, and then COVID happened. So Braun Strowman's whole feud was centered around Bray Wyatt, and then
RIP.
Yeah, RIP. Bray Wyatt won, and then when he had the rematch, Roman came out of nowhere and made it a triple threat match. And then how he ended up becoming the tribal chief was, Roman, like, he signed a contract. He waited till basically the match was pretty much over. They were both down. And then he come out, signed a contract, hit him with a couple chairs, 1, 2, 3, he the champ. And then he feuded with Jay, his cousin Jay, for a little bit. That's how Jay ended up becoming main event Jay Uso. And then once, like, fans came, I think what submitted him as the tribal chief was the year they had it in Tampa. And it was Edge, Daniel Bryan, and Roman Reigns. And Roman said, I'm a stack him, pin him, and beat him. And when he did that shit, oh, no, that nigga was the tribal chief for real. Like, he had a concerto to both them niggas, stacked them niggas up, 1, 2, 3. And Edge had just came back from, like, he was long gone because of surgery. And he had finally got clear, so everybody thought that Edge was going to win. And then when Daniel Bryan got in it, it was, like, that was the last time, like, you really thought, like, oh, shit, I don't know who's going to win. And after he won that, it was a wrap. But you know what's crazy, though? Because a lot of people don't know this. His reign was never supposed to be this long. Day one, that little thing they do for, like, New Year's now, they call, like, a New Year's pay-per-view, but it's on Raw. The year, like, Bobby beat Lashley,
uh-huh.
he wasn't, he would, Brock was supposed to beat Roman, but Roman wasn't feeling well because of leukemia, so he backed out. Like, he didn't attend Raw that day. And because, I guess, WWE wanted to make the fans happy, that's how he ended up beating Bobby Lashley for the title. And then that's how they ended up having that WrestleMania, title for title shit. But it wasn't supposed to last this long. It was supposed to end that day one. But because of that, that caused the whole thing. And then also, what fucked them up was they still wanted to do the match. Because that happened at the Royal, I think that happened at, like, New Year's, and then he lost at the Royal Rumble and got it back at Elimination Chamber or some shit like that. Brock did. But then once Roman felt better, they still, the WWE still wanted to do the match. That's how that dumbass unification shit came into effect. Because otherwise, that new championship, if Brock would have won, it would have never happened. Because it wouldn't have been unified. They only unified it because Vince wanted that fucking match. And he wanted Roman to win. I looked at it, I was like, damn, that's crazy. Because then, like, that creates the whole Seth world title, and then Drew McIntyre trying to get and see him. That's crazy.
Hey, one decision. But WrestleMania started, and we need to get out of here.
Real quick, I want to tell you my finisher. Because
I know what it is.
No, it's not.
The missionary.
Fuck it. They don't need to know. If you enjoyed what you heard from Thoughts of an Average Joe podcast, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on all platforms, Apple, Spotify, Google, iHeart, Pandora. Check out the YouTube at Average Joe Media LLC, and you'll see all of the Thoughts of an Average Joe podcast clips. And then don't forget to follow us on social media at Average ATPC on Instagram, Average APC on Twitter as well. Thank you. And we look forward to connecting with you soon. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Scandy. It's a different kind of city when you're living right. All different opinions, can you choose a side? Come together for the better. Change can only start from the thoughts of an average Joe. From the thoughts of